It's Wednesday, March 31st, 2021. For KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick. Nevada Governor Steve Sisolak is extending the state's eviction moratorium for another 2 months. KUNR's Lucia Starbuck reports.
Nevada's eviction moratorium has been in place for nearly a year as part of the effort to mitigate the spread of COVID-19. As the pandemic surged, Sisolak extended the pause on evictions multiple times. But with increases in vaccinations and declines in new daily cases, Sisolak has set the end of the moratorium for May 31st. Under the new directive, landlords must give tenants information on rental assistance programs when serving them an eviction notice. Speaker of the Assembly, Jason Frierson, says the extension will give both tenant and landlords time to get their affairs in order.
I want all of the stakeholders to know that we have heard you. We understand that there are tenants in need, but we also understand that there are landlords in need.
The CDC extended the federal government's eviction moratorium earlier this week. It's scheduled to stay until the end of June. State courts will again accept eviction notices that month, but renters will still receive some protections. For KUNR News, I'm Lucia Starbuck.
Nevada is averaging fewer than 200 new daily cases of COVID-19. That's according to Nevada's COVID response dashboard, which provides an average of new daily cases over a two-week period. Health officials are also reporting a decline in the state's test positivity rate. Currently, only about 4.2% of all COVID tests performed in Nevada are coming back positive. Daily deaths are in decline as well, with the state reporting 3 COVID-19 deaths a day on average. The Washoe County Health District is reporting roughly 42 new cases of the virus per day. Carson City Health and Human Services is reporting the region's second case of the B117 strain of COVID-19, better known as the UK variant. The Douglas County resident doesn't have a travel history or a known connection to the previously reported case in Carson City reported on Friday. Federal officials are warning of another coronavirus surge if Americans let their guards down. The Mountain West News Bureau's Savannah Marr reports our region could be especially vulnerable.
Wyoming and Montana have already lifted statewide mask mandates. Utah plans to lift its mandate next month. Idaho never implemented one. And every Mountain West state has allowed for businesses to reopen to some degree. Glenn Mays is a professor at the Colorado School of Public Health. He says some of the easing of restrictions was in response to a late winter dip and plateau in nationwide case numbers.
Now we're moving back in the wrong direction again. We're back to seeing increases in cases, increases in hospitalizations.
Mays says even with vaccinations ramping up, mask wearing and social distancing are essential. That's something our region's tribal nations have taken to heart and are taking the lead on. Despite high vaccination rates, they are still not open for business. On Tuesday, Navajo Nation President Jonathan Nez urged continued caution after a fully vaccinated tribal citizen tested positive for the UK variant. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Savannah Marr.
Nevadans receiving unemployment benefits will soon have to start actively looking for work again. The Nevada Department of Employment Training and Rehabilitation, the agency which oversees the state's unemployment insurance program, says the requirement will go into effect May 1st. Claimants must once again file paperwork with the business name and address of any job for which they apply and provide justifications if they refuse work. Dieter waived the mandate early in the pandemic when there were widespread business closures statewide. Contact sports for children and adults can resume in Nevada. Governor Steve Sisolak signed the emergency directive reinstating close and full contact sports on Monday. However, sports leagues, associations, and clubs will have to develop COVID-19 testing and mitigation plans before resuming competitions, games, or matches. Those are your morning news headlines for Wednesday, March 31st. For KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick.